What I want to figure out is, what are you doing right now? For example, so let me just, again, see if I can kind of poll you. I'll start with Chandra. In what situations, if any, do you do BRAF testing? And in what situations, if any, would you try to access a BRAF inhibitor that's approved? Which one, and what kind of obstacles are there to actually getting it? Simple question.
So if you go to the last question first, there are very many obstacles outside of a clinical trial to access a BRAF inhibitor because it's not FDA approved and not paid for. So it is good to get the patient into a clinical trial where available. So I'd send him to Greg Riley to put them on the trial. Memorial is not too far from my place.
What's your trial on?
So the dabrafenib trial we have.
Right. Dabrafenib. And the patient says, you know, it's on the market. Can't you just give it to me and I don't have to go to New York?
So that's why. If the patient is willing to agree to pay for the drug, then I guess that's a possibility. And I haven't had a patient who has agreed to pay for the drug.
And who would you test and at what point?
So at this point in time, we are testing all adenocarcinomas. At the institution, we are testing the snapshot or sequenome. We are testing BRAF as part of that testing.
And if the patient were to say, again, I really like to be treated off study, which of the two approved BRAF inhibitors, dabrafenib or vemurafenib, would you select?
So if they have V600E mutation, the data is there based on the trial with dabrafenib. Vemurafenib is only anecdotal data in lung cancer.
And would you, so, you know, use the specific type of mutation to decide whether or not to do this?
Well, we do get these inactivating mutations of BRAF. When you do the next generation sequencing or when we send a tissue to Foundation Medicine.
So
in that case, I have not had anybody who has had that mutation. We have had DDR2 mutations in squamous cell who have been treated with dasatinib, but we do not have a clinical trial or access to a clinical trial for...
In fact, that same trial has both DDR2 mutations and inactivating BRAF mutations on it that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.